UWIT staff spent days trying to figure out which of its 23 campuses may have been using SolarWinds network monitoring software the federal government said was hacked by a Russian intelligence service. One email referenced two unnamed institutions and said the number of individuals impacted and records exposed was undetermined. UW System Interim President Tommy Thompson wouldn't comment on the specifics in the email, but he says it's obvious the UW isn't as prepared for cyber attacks as he would like.
And when you have 26 campuses and 13 universities and thousands of servers, you can well imagine that we could be an easy target.
Thompson is pushing to centralize IT services to reduce the number of entry points into UW networks, but he said it will take time and significant resources. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.